Hey, this is Upset Mama, and I just want to say I recorded this episode just now. I've had a quick listen back. There is some interference later on in the episode. Hopefully it's not too bad. You'll still be able to listen and enjoy the podcast. But if it does annoy you, I apologise. Please don't let that put you off my podcast. Okay, thank you. Here's today's show. Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast for Sunday the 7th of June 2015. And on today's show, we're going to do what we usually do. We're going to have a look at some of the headlines and see what's going on in the world right now. So, 1,000 migrants, including a pregnant woman just hours from giving birth, are currently packed aboard HMS Bulwark as the Royal Navy completes its largest rescue since arriving in the Mediterranean. These are people, up to 1,000 people, who are trying to escape all kinds of things. You know, war, tyranny, terrorism. And they're jumping on ships, trying to flee, and the ships are getting into a little bit of bother, and they're starting to sink. And, you know, being British, what we do is we say, look, we need to help, you know. So we send our ships over there to help deal with the situation. Where these people are going to end up, who knows. Some could end up here in Britain, probably in various parts of Europe, but... As long as lives are being saved and these people are feeling safe and they're getting away from places where they don't feel safe, I suppose, you know, as long as we're helping them somehow, that's the main thing. An estate agent called Foxtons is facing a legal bill of up to £42 million after charging a landlord £616 to change a light fitting. And the reason that it could cost them up to £42 million is because every single landlord, regardless of whether they have had work carried out at their property, is entitled to sue. So what happened was Foxtons used a subcontractor called Maintenance First to do the work, and they charged this ridiculous amount of money. The landlord who was charged this later found out that the subcontractor had charged much less. So, you know, it wasn't actually the Maintenance First company that did the work. I'm sorry, I think I got that wrong. It was, they charged less, and then it was the estate agent that charged £616 in total. So, who wants to pay that for the change of a light fitting? Not me. There's a lot of news right now about the photographs of Kate Middleton's children. And on the Daily Mail website here, they've got a professional photographer who is revealing how the Duchess of Cambridge got the perfect shots of Prince George and Princess Charlotte. Some little tips in there if you want to check it out, if you're getting into photography. I'm currently trying to get into photography a little bit. It's a hobby I would like to take up. And something that I would like to get better at. So I did have a quick read of the article. It wasn't really anything in there I didn't already know, but if, like me, you're starting to really get into photography, you might want to have a look at it. Okay, next up, golf star Lee Westwood has split from his wife and now faces losing half of his £30 million fortune. And the reason for that, of course, is because they were married 16 years ago and she was there when he made all this money, pretty much. So, as his wife, she can take half, if a court decides so. Of course, he won't want to give her half, him and his lawyers. Probably, not necessarily, you know, he might actually give her half the money, but I would imagine that lawyers would advise him to say, look, do not admit that she helped you get to where you were, you know. But a court will look at it from, I mean, the defence, of course, will look at it as, well, she stood by you the whole time. Through the tough times, the good times, she was there. You know, when you lost a golf tournament, when you didn't win it, you had her there to support you, which meant that you were able to go on and win. So it's a tough situation to be in. Speaking of sports stars, actually, ex-England football ace Kenny Sampson says he wants to kill himself after blowing all of his money on wine and gambling and having to sleep rough in a park. And it's a very sad story. I mean, I don't even know this guy, but just seeing the pictures of him, they've got photographs here in the paper of him sitting in a park and he's drinking from a bottle of, to be honest, I don't even know what that is. I don't drink, so I've got no idea. But he's, you know, he's drinking in the park, and then he's falling asleep on the grass, and it's just very sad pictures. To think that at one time this guy was a football ace, probably earning a very, very nice amount of money, and now he's in this position. Not the first person this has ever happened to. He won't be the last. But let's hope that the youth of today who are growing up, you know, trying to get into football or really any sport or any career that's going to make a lot of money, let's hope that they look at this and they learn from it. And they realise that, yes, you can make a lot of money playing these sports, but you need to be careful with your money. You can't just go out and blow it on this and that and this and that, because you need to realise that one day that money is going to, you know, not be coming in. You are going to retire, and unless you go into management or coaching or some other form of, you know, dealings within the sport, then probably you're going to spend all your money on other things. You're going to have no income to replace the money you're spending, and you might end up in that position. So if you've got children who are really into sport and, you know, they are hoping to get into it professionally, I would advise you to teach them, of course, how to deal with money. It's very important. It's something I learned in school. I remember having a class where we were taught about savings and bank accounts and writing checks and, you know, looking after your money, incoming and outgoing finances. And we learned all that in school. And I don't know if they still teach this stuff, but if they don't, they should be. That's all I'm saying. TV presenter Chris Evans says he will film a secret Top Gear sequence this week after previously ruling himself out of the running to replace Jeremy Clarkson. I think the BBC will try and keep Top Gear going. It's a very famous show. It's a very popular show all around the world. How successful it can be without Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May is a big question. They, of course, were the main reason to watch the show. I always watched Top Gear. I really have no interest in cars, but I loved them and I loved the challenges that they did. So without those three, I don't know what will happen. I would imagine if the BBC keeps showing it with new presenters, as long as they keep the format, I will probably still watch. You know, if it's entertaining and it's funny and the challenges are good and I enjoy it, then yeah, I'll keep watching it. But that's just me. I'm one person. Whether everybody else will do the same, I don't know. I can imagine a lot of fans of the show who really like those three presenters might not come back because they'll do that just out of spite, which really means they were never a fan of the show. They were a fan of the presenters. And that's two different things. So to call yourself a Top Gear fan means you need to accept the show with whoever is presenting it. You can't just say, well, now that those three are gone, I'm never going to watch that again. That means you were a fan of them, not the show. So you need to make up your mind there what you're going to do. Alton Towers is to reopen tomorrow for the first time since a roller coaster crash, but four of the park's top rides will still be closed. So if you are planning on going to Alton Towers tomorrow, you may want to take that in mind. Or keep that in mind, rather. Let me see. Tom Hanks' son is being hunted by police after causing £1,200 worth of damage when he smashed up a hotel room near Gatwick. He is 24, his name is Chester, and he's an aspiring rapper, apparently. Why he would do this, I don't know. It's not as if he's even doing it just to get publicity, because this is not good publicity. This is bad publicity. If he wants to, I mean, obviously he's got the money to pay for the bill. Even if it goes to court, it's probably, I'm assuming, a first-time offence. Nothing major anyway, especially if he pays for the damages. So he's not going to go to prison. But what's he going to be known for? He's going to have some sort of bad boy rapper image? The whole rap world is going to go, hey, this guy, Chester Hanks. First of all, not really a rapper's name. I haven't read the whole story. I don't know if he has another rap name, but Chester Hanks, it doesn't sound good for a rapper. It just doesn't, in my opinion. So what's he going to be known as? You know, this badass guy who, you know, destroys hotel rooms? Even the biggest rock stars in the world now don't do that. I mean, that is something that happened in the 60s and the 70s. It doesn't happen anymore. It's no big deal. You only hear nobody's doing it, you know, trying to be somebody's. Here is a woman. Her name is Nikki Taylor. She's 49. and she's from Merseyside, and she's an ex-air hostess, and she's decided to sell everything except for her dog and a few clothes and things, and she's bought a camper van because she is convinced that she's going to find the man of her dreams by driving around Scotland. Okay. She's not bad looking, let's be fair, for a 49-year-old. She actually looks not too bad. She's blonde, you know, slim, that kind of thing. But to sell everything you own and travel to Scotland in a camper van, I don't know. She'll meet somebody, you know, she's definitely going to meet somebody. But whether it will be the man of her dreams is another question. She better not bump into me, though, because for a start, she's too old for me. She's not my type. And I'm definitely not the man of her dreams. I know that for sure. Let me see. Lembit Opik, the Lib Dem MP, has blasted his own party over crocodile tears, he is claiming, over the former leader Charles Kennedy's death. He claims that they used his alcoholism as a brutal tool to oust him as the leader. So there's a little bit of infighting going on there in the Lib Dem party. Not that it really matters, because the Liberal Democrats don't matter now at all. They did, well, actually, to be fair, they didn't matter at all anyway, even when they were part of the coalition. But they really don't matter now, so it doesn't really matter what Lembit Opik thinks. Do you have the younger gene? Scientists have identified a genetic recipe that knocks years off your age, and you're twice as likely to have it if you are black. So there you go. What, you know, how much weight is behind this? Who knows? You know, some people look older than others. That's just human nature, you know. iPhone users are to be able to make contactless payments with their handset as new Apple Pay services are being introduced to the UK. So there you go. They've had it in the US for a while, and now we're going to have it over here in the UK starting from tomorrow. So that will be nice. I don't think I'm going to use it. Who knows? If I go to the supermarket, I mean, I do have an iPhone. I have an iPhone 6 Plus. So I have the means to be able to use it, you know, using Apple Pay. If I go to the supermarket, would I just pull out my phone and go beep rather than pull out my wallet and stick my card in? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. If I do, of course, I'll let you know. Let's see what else is going on here. Lots of headlines at the moment about Britain basking in 22 Celsius heat. But they're saying enjoy it while you can, because the rain is going to fall almost everywhere tomorrow with frost overnight. Well, I've already looked at the weather forecast for where I live, and there's no rain supposedly going to be dropping here for at least the next 3 days. So I'm assuming they're talking about England. Why they use the phrase Britain instead of England, I don't know. I really don't get it. It just drives me nuts, though. Supermarket chain Aldi is snapping at the heels of Britain's top five supermarkets as retail experts blame snooty retailers for underestimating the newcomer. You know, I've got to be honest, I have met quite a lot of people who use Aldi and Lidl and, you know, other cheaper supermarkets, and they seem to be doing pretty good. Everybody who's, well, not everybody, but most people who have used it, have used Aldi and these types of supermarkets, have recommended them. I've been in them once or twice, and I actually didn't like it, because there were various reasons. You know, I didn't like it. I stick to one of the main supermarkets, not because I'm snooty, you know, or, you know, stuck up or whatever, just because that's what I do. I like it. Could I save money in one of the cheaper ones? Probably. Would I get like for like? Debatable. That's what puts me off. But, you know, who knows? Maybe you have to use it for a month to really kind of get a proper understanding of that. I don't know. ISIS jihadis in Syria and Iraq are funding their evil war by milking Britain's benefits system through false claims, online fraud, and student loans. Nice. Police uniform suppliers are selling out of belts for fat bobbies, that's a quote from the paper here, with 56-inch waists, after police chief said he was sick of waddling officers. So there you go. They're running out of belts to fit the police. I've never seen a police officer that size. In fact, I can't even remember if I've seen a very overweight police officer where I am. So I don't know how true that story is, but I don't know. What are you going to do? What else is there here? Let me see. There's a story about George, Prince George, and they're asking if he got hold of his mummy's iPad, because apparently her Twitter account had a tweet that was just full of gobbledygook, and they're wondering if perhaps she had left it unlocked and he got hold of it and just started typing random stuff. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? They're not really talking about it. Kensington Palace have decided to keep stum on that. Free songs won't kill the music industry, but will make it 10 times bigger, says head of streaming service Spotify. I've got to agree with that. Free songs, that's not going to destroy the music industry. People will still make music. People will still... I mean, let's be honest. Most money now in music is made through touring and merchandise. It's not made through selling records and singles. It's made through touring and merchandise and other means, such as, I don't know, selling autographs, doing meet and greets, that kind of thing. It's not done through the actual music anymore. So I completely agree with that. Free songs will not kill the music industry. If anything, actually, I agree with this guy. It will make it bigger, because people will download free music. They'll listen to it and they'll go, oh, this is really good. They'll go buy the album, which helps a little bit. They'll buy the singles, maybe, which helps a little bit. They'll go and see the person in concert, which is what really helps. So yeah, I think I agree with that. Two men have drowned, and another two were rushed to hospital after swimming in a waterfall in North Wales. Terrible accident. That has been on the news today, actually, and, you know, it was a bit sad. You know, people go to these beautiful places, and they die, and, yeah, not nice at all. Oh! Another Top Gear story. I was speaking about Top Gear earlier on. James May and Richard Hammond are set to turn down £4 million to carry on with Top Gear so that they can team up with Jeremy Clarkson for a new Netflix show instead. There you go. Doesn't surprise me at all. Netflix is becoming one of the most powerful, what do you want to call them? Networks, some people call them. They're becoming one of the most powerful networks in the world. They have some of the greatest shows that I've watched recently. And the fact that you can watch them one after the other is brilliant. I think if Top Gear, well not Top Gear rather, sorry. I think if May, Hammond and Clarkson go to Netflix and let's say they film 12 episodes, 12 hour long episodes, and they stick them all up on the same day on Netflix, it'll become one of the most watched shows at that time. I guarantee it. All over the world, especially if it's released all over the world at the same time. It will become huge. And believe me, Netflix will pay them a lot more money than the BBC. And not only that, on Netflix they can get away with stuff that they can't on the BBC. So it works in their favour in so many ways. And our favour, because we'll get to see them again. And the BBC will have Top Gear. So even if you like Top Gear and you're not a big fan of them, you'll have both options. So that sounds quite good. Not really anything else here right now that I want to talk about. Two US murderers cut their way through pipes to escape maximum security prison in an epic Shawshank breakout. And they left a friendly note behind for the guards, which was basically, it looks like a Chinese guy with a smiley face and it just says, have a nice day. I want to know, they broke out with power tools, right? Now, if I make any mistake with this story, excuse me, because I've only read some of it and I've only seen a part of it on the news, but they got hold of power tools, which for a start is weird. Then they used the power tools to break out of the prison, which started in their cell. Power tools, right? Why did nobody hear this noise going on? How did they manage to get away with that, unless... maybe they're allowed music and they made the music really loud, or they got, maybe everybody in the cell block was in on it and they all, you know, sang songs or something. I don't know. I'm basing all this on movies I've seen. I have no idea how prison works. Thankfully, you know. But yeah, that's really weird. You know, power tools you would expect to be noisy enough that you'd hear it. Especially in somewhere like a prison block where it's got to be quite echoey. But hey, they managed it. This will be made into a movie as well. Absolutely. You know, a few years from now, this will be a movie. And it'll be all about that. But not really anything else I can see there right now that I want to talk about. They're going on about... they've got identical twins. And one of the twins has had a £1,000 anti-wrinkle jab. Or, numerous jabs. and the other has had nothing, and they're asking if you can tell the difference. And the truth is, I'm looking at these photographs and I cannot tell the difference. So I think what they're trying to say is these £1,000 jabs, wrinkle jabs, they don't work, you know. And yeah, if you've got the money to waste and you think it helps, do it. But in reality, they probably don't work. You know, does skin cream work? Maybe. If you start young enough and you use it every single day, maybe. I mean, you'll never know, because you don't have two versions of yourself where you started using it at 18 and you know, and the other one didn't, and then you can compare at the age of 60. But, you know, there might be some benefit to using it, but I personally don't use any kind of skin cream, so I'm not that bothered. Let's have a quick look. Are there any other... Oh, here's going back to that story about the refugees that were rescued by the Royal Marines. Apparently, up to 500,000 refugees are gathering in Libya to attempt a perilous crossing to Europe on the deadly boats that have killed thousands already. So, how many more are we going to have to save? Who knows? Lenny Henry, comedian over here in the UK, has been given a knighthood. The 56-year-old who helped set up Comic Relief will be honoured for services to charity and comedy. That's good. Expert says aliens will be robots. If we find aliens, they will be machines, says the Astronomer Royal. Professor Lord Rees told the Cheltenham Science Festival that mankind's contact with aliens will be through robots. And that's probably true. You know, if we're going to send them to other planets, they're going to land. And if there are alien species there, or, you know, alien life of any kind, it will be the robots they meet. And I don't know if we will have any way of talking to them. That almost sounded robotic when I said that, didn't it? I don't know if we will have any way... That was really weird. I did not do that on purpose, by the way. It's just the way it came out. Excuse me. What I was going to say was, I wonder if we will have any way of being able to speak to them or showing them ourselves and just explaining to them, this is a robot. You know, we are actually humans way back here on Earth. This is a robot. I don't know. We'll have to see. Barcelona won their third Champions League last night. Their third in 6 years. Not their third altogether. I'm sure they've won more than that. Their third in 6 years, so well done to them. And I guess finally, speaking of sport, I'm a big tennis fan, and Novak Djokovic did not win the French Open today. He was beaten in four sets by Stan Wawrinka. So I'm a little bit... I don't know how I feel about that. It would have been a career Grand Slam for Djokovic, but for Wawrinka to win, I think is really good. So I'm kind of happy and sad about that result. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to my podcast. There will be more, you know, maybe tomorrow, at least some point through the week. But remember to check back every day or subscribe to the podcast so that you always get the new episodes when they are available. But until the next time, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.
When you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big.